Good evening. In this experience of appearance, one way of looking at it is to break it down into its components, the pieces that form the experience. And so really these are the five senses of sight, sound, and hearing, taste, smell, and touch or sensation. And then there's the thinking component. And if you want to drill it down a little more precisely, there is what we usually call the emotion component, which is really just very, very intense thinking that has wrapped itself around a very intense sensation. And these two bounce off of each other to create what's called emotion. But really, if you simplify and drill it all down, at the base of this entire experience, at the base of all these components, of all the senses, and even the thinking, at the base is just a sense of touch. Or feeling. It is the most primitive, and it is the base out of which everything springs. In fact, if our attention was not so much focused up in the head, in the thinking, when we're in dreamland, we would see that even in the dream where the mind says, my physical body is gone, and so I have no sensation, I have no sense of touch. If one gets below that mental activity in the dream and really looks, one is touching, one is sensing, one is feeling in the dream. We usually equate touch or sensation with I have a physical body, and it's something that is only in the physical. Yet if you look in the dream, it is there too. And not only that, if you strip every single thing away to where everything about you is completely immersed in the absolute, and there is not one sense of appearance anywhere, the absolute is just one big touch. It is itself. Which is why everyone, when they reflect on it in this mind, knows what the experience of a dreamless deep sleep is. You know what it feels like, but you cannot describe it. You cannot put your finger on it, but you know it's good. And even when we begin to surface out of the formless, out of the absolute, the first arising, the first sense of an appearance, which we usually say is me as the subject looking around, that first appearance, if you feel into it, is touching. It is the absolute touching itself. It is like a spark. So then one of the most powerful things we can do is to forego the mental layer, to forego the sights, to forego the sounds, to just be here as this raw sense of touching what is here. And one way to do it, and there's very many ways to do it, it's more of a lack of doing than a doing. It is like a collapse. One way is to just, every time you notice the mental layer taking over on the out-breath, to feel what we at first say is my body, my sense of sitting here on the out-breath, just to touch the sense of being here, to collapse in the energy of the out-breath, to collapse into the energy of just being here. And usually it helps to feel that sense of energy below the neck. So much energy in the mental, that often when we try to just touch being here, we feel the skull, the head, everything wrapped up there. Just to breathe out and feel the energy below the neck. Actually, the farther down you go, the greater the touch